Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Girls on the Move podcast. We are at episode 30, which is in a way a little bit of a milestone, if we're going by tens, but we probably won't, so not that big of a milestone, but it's still cool. Anyways, so today I wanted to kind of talk about kind of time management and how you can, or how it's worked for me to live a healthy-ish lifestyle slash like stay in my fitness girl era while still keeping up with everything else, working full time, having a dog, being in a relationship, keeping up with my family and friends and everything. So I thought it'd be cool to talk about that and some tips and tricks that have helped me along my way and how I've learned to manage my time better so that I can get the most out of every part of my life. We'll go ahead and start with housekeeping. So, of course, follow the Instagram, which is Girls on the Move Podcast. Go subscribe to our YouTube channel, which again, Girls on the Move Podcast. My personals for TikTok and Instagram are both k.ann.fitness. Snapchat, and this is only for the girls. Yeah, what is it? My Snapchat, and excuse my dog barking upstairs. Snapchat is KYC-FTNS. And this is for the girls again. And I think I'm still not really sure about this, but I think you can. I made my account public, so I think you can follow me. Otherwise, request to add me, and then if I know that you're a girl, I'll add you back and just ask to join our gym group in there. You don't have to be like super evolved in your fitness journey or anything. You could be starting off, you could just be simply looking for more female connections, whatever it is you're trying to get out of it. It's a fun little safe community for us, and I've really enjoyed being in it. And I think that a lot of people can get something out of it at least. I think right now there's about 20-ish girls in there. So still trying to grow that. And then again, I know I don't think Taylor minds or Kat, but if you are friends with Taylor or Kat on Snapchat and you want to join, they can throw you in there as well. Just let them know. Last one is the Facebook group, which is called Girls Lifting Plates. You can just search that in your Facebook and it should come up. There's about 70-ish of us in there. That one doesn't get as much action, which I do need to work on that a little bit, building the community better in there. But we do post events in there, which is kind of the main hit of that one, of that group anyway. So if you're local to Minnesota, it was a little bit slower in the summer, but in the winter months, we try to go at least once a month where we do some sort of event, whether that's like going on a girls' coffee date, go to a brewery, go bouldering, just go for a walk, we post events of the like, and of course if you're in the group you can also post events wherever you're located at. So if you're not local to us and you have a group of girls who are more in your area, you can obviously post events of the like or whatever you want to do for the girls in your area more. I think that is all for housekeeping. Oh, and if you didn't notice, it is just me today. I'm flying solo, and so that means this episode will not be up on YouTube. So come back next week if you're looking for a YouTube episode. Otherwise, this will be up on all your podcast programs, whether that's Apple, Spotify, whatever it is you're using these days. But yes, so Next week we will be back on YouTube. Unless I go solo again. I'm not a huge fan of being on camera by myself. It's a little bit weird for me still. So here we are. We're going old school with our little clip-on mic. But let's get into the segments. So we don't really have an announcement or update on the podcast. Food of the week, though, we do have that. My fiance made ribs for dinner tonight, and they were so tasty. And then we had some seasoned rice and salad. It was just like such a hearty meal. It was so filling and so good, and it just felt good in my body. It sat well, you know? A high of the week. We celebrated my sister's bridal shower. So today's Monday, of course, I'm doing this late again. Which means it was 2 days ago we had her bridal shower, and it was just a great turnout. It was super wholesome and fun. We got to just shower her with gifts, best wishes, all of the above. And I just felt, I don't know, I felt like it was just a really great time. And we got to see a lot of people we haven't seen in a while, and it was just a really fun day. My lift of the week, let's see. It was today, actually. Got home from work and I did a leg day, which should be illegal to do leg days on Mondays, but whatever. But I was trying to I've been trying to figure out, well, of course I'm trying to do more glute activating lifts right now because that is where I would like to see the most growth. Of course, not totally neglecting quads and calves, whatever. But I do want to see more growth in my glutes, so I've said it on here, I think, a million times. I do not like leg days, and I'm trying to figure out why that is and what I can do to kind of find a way to enjoy it more so that it's not, I don't view it as something I have to do, but something I get to do. So today, for example, I switched up some of my lifts. I did cable squats as opposed to sumo squats because I don't really like doing sumo squats. So I just was like, let's try a different squat variation instead. I did Zercher squats again, which I guess I can't really explain them honestly. Look it up. It's Zercher. Look up Zercher squat form and it'll make sense. I just can't really explain it. Anyways, so I'm trying new things, and then my one friend Miranda, who hopefully I'll have her on here soon. Just do like a little interview episode with her. But she's big into lifting. Sorry for name dropping if you're listening to this. So sorry. But she is huge into lifting. She is just a lifting queen. And she challenged me to work on my mobility more, which is something that I seriously strongly need to work on. So I've been trying to do more my mobility training. Or stretches, whatever you want to call it, once a day, every other day, even like so. Like, my hip mobility is and hip and ankle is where I need to work on the most because that's gonna in turn give me a better squat, honestly. And so, I've been trying to work on my hip and ankle mobility once a day, but if not, it's every other day, which is what was more realistic for me this past week. But I would love, I'm like super excited to see some growth there. And that's just been like a fun little side thing for me to do. And it just feels so good. You can like feel your body just loosen after it. It feels great. So yeah. That's been helping. And then obviously just like trying, like challenging myself more. In my leg days, like today, for example, I was focusing on squat depth. So I went down in weight significantly, just to kind of really nail down my depth and my form, make sure I was like just kind of take it real slow and just make sure I was getting a good range of motion and everything was lining up correctly and just really focusing on that. So that was a good, I'd say it was a pretty good lift. I felt more challenged and I felt more fulfilled afterwards. It didn't feel like I was just going through the motions. So yeah, I'm gonna give my lift of the week to today's leg day, which is crazy. Anyways, so my topic of the day is, and I don't know why I thought of this, but I just was thinking, like, I think it would be good to talk about time management, and how you can, it is realistic if you want it enough to make time in your schedule to, well, whether it's running, lifting, taking another walk, or, whatever it is that you are wanting to do to work on promoting a healthier lifestyle for yourself, if you want it enough, you'll make time for it. And I think that's like, that's a big thing is that, and fitness, this is not to say fitness is just, or like health is just working out, just running, just going on nice long walks. Like, health is overall, like, the way you take care of your body, whether that's diet, exercise, your mental health, taking care of, making sure you get enough rest. It's a whole thing. It's not just one aspect. But that's a whole nother topic. Anyways, so I think it is important to know though that you are going to, this is, I guess, aimed more as making time in your schedule to focus on exercise. So I think one of the most important things to note though is you're gonna have to adjust your schedule in one way or another, whether that's getting up early before work or making the time in your evening to get your lift, run, whatever it may be done. If fitness doesn't make time for you, you have to make time for it. So intentionality is key. You need to be fully intentional and you need to want it. That's the biggest thing. One thing that has really, really helped me is just, and I usually work out after work. If I know that I'm not gonna be able to in the evening, or like if I have plans or something, then I'll sometimes, on a very, very rare occasion, I'll work out before work, but that means getting up before 4 o'clock, which is kind of a big hiccup in my sleep schedule, but we still will get it done every once in a while. So for me, one thing that's really helped since I work out after work is, I don't let myself sit down once I get home from work. Whether that be depending on the day, if I'm gonna be walking the dog or being outside with the dog before I lift, or vice versa, I don't let myself sit down. I get home from work, I put away all my work, like my lunch stuff, and change into my clothes, and I change into workout clothes because that also will help me be like, oh, well, I'm already wearing the clothes, so I might as well get it done, right? And then I either get straight to walking the dog or I get straight to the gym. And again, it depends on the day on which order of that I do, but that does happen every day, both of those things. So the biggest thing for me is just to make sure
I don't sit down because once I sit down on that couch, my ass is stuck. Like, it is so hard for me to get the motivation to get back up and get moving again because when I sit down, my brain relaxes, my body relaxes, I get comfortable, and I just don't want to move for the rest of the night. But when I get straight to it after work, which is what I have to do every day, I just have such a like a much more productive evening, even after my lift, after walking the dog. Like, I usually make a much better meal even, because I just feel like, okay, like, let's spice it up a little bit. Like, let's get our greens, our carbs, our protein, let's get it all in, and I feel motivated and more productive in the kitchen. I'll usually get all the dishes done. I usually get all the laundry folded. I just find myself having a much more productive evening when I set myself up for success by not sitting down when I get home. And that's typically all that it takes for me. Another thing is you need to focus on why you are lifting, why you are running, why you are taking the exercise class. And you need to remember why you wanted to start and why it's important to stay consistent and continue with it. Your overall health is so important for your longevity. You want to live a long and happy life and a very dependent life as well. I mean, independent life. I wouldn't personally want to be relying on somebody to take care of me at an earlier onset just because I didn't take care of my own health and my own body now when I'm younger. And I mean, think about playing with your children. You want to be able to keep up with them. You want to show them who's boss, right? Even your grandchildren. I mean, my mom, she is running a marathon in October and she has a grandson. She's like, she can way keep up with her grandson. Like, that's like, she's such an image of what I want to be like when I am her age. And not to say she's old, she's not old by any means, but she's just like such a testimony to me. Anyways, so yeah, you're gonna have to, no matter how you start or how your day goes, you are gonna have to adjust your schedule in one way or another to prioritize this movement, this activity that you are wanting and needing to do. And whether that's just less TV time in the evening, you give up an hour of watching television. Like, that's an adjustment in your schedule that you are making. But yeah, so I think, yeah, intentionality is the key thing here. You have to be intentional about what you're doing, your motivation behind it and everything. And that's another thing too. So there are gonna be days where your motivation and your dedication don't line up, and one is gonna outwin the other one. But as long as you're still doing it, it's a win. Obviously, don't push yourself past your limits. If you need that rest and your body is telling you to just relax, just listen to your body because this is not a go big or go home. This is not a sprint. This is a marathon. Getting your body in a great and healthy and shape is not just, it doesn't happen overnight. Yeah, so another thing that helped me to stay consistent once I figured out my schedule is to have a friend who will keep you accountable, even if that's not quite even like an accountability partner, but just be like, you text them, say, hey, I'm having a really hard time like motivating myself to move today, and say, can you please yell at me to get my ass down to the gym? And make sure you have someone who can do that for you, you know? And that is Sid and Taylor for me, which if you guys don't know who these people are that I keep name dropping, Sid, Taylor, they are, and Kat, they are guests on the pod, very close friends of mine. If you haven't listened to those episodes, you are missing out. Go listen to them now and then come back and finish listening to this one. Or to listen to the rest of this and then go listen to the rest. Anyways, another key thing is since health and yeah, a healthy lifestyle isn't only based off of like movement, exercise, activity. It is another huge aspect of it is food, and that eating healthy and eating intentionally is hard to do on a time crunch as well. So if meal prepping is the way to go for you, if you can just spend your Sunday evening meal prepping for the week, that's great. That's awesome. Personally, that doesn't really work for me. So what we do is we make dinner and always make extra so that we both have a lunch for the following day. So whatever we ate for dinner is our lunch the next day, and we do that every day. And that's worked really well for us. But yeah, just making sure you find yourself a good way to meal prep, or a good system to make sure you set yourself up for success in the kitchen as well. Even just having healthy snacks around so that you're not what my weakness is Sour Patch Kids. So you know you're not snacking on Sour Patch Kids all day whenever you just want a quick fix, you know. So just yeah, make sure you have a lot of healthy snacks around, produce, because that will take care of that sweet tooth for you. There's so many ways to help yourself out, and I know I say them, or I'm saying some of them, but that's not to say I still struggle so much in the kitchen and so much with motivation. But my biggest thing though is looking back at all the progress that I have made in the past few years and how I'm not giving that up. Like, there's no way I'm giving that up with how hard I've worked and how much time and energy and frustration and all of the emotions I've put into this. I'm not gonna give it up, and I'm not gonna lose my progress. And maybe I will, you know, lose some progress here and there, but I'm not going back to where I started. And I mean, I really hope I don't lose progress. I hope I keep making forward progress, but you never know what life will throw at you. But yeah, so remember why you're doing what you're doing. Meal prep. Your schedule is going to be look a little different because you are going to be sacrificing some of your time. And I mean, I think that's like, I don't know, to me, that's the fun in it, you know? Okay, so health and fitness, it shouldn't be classified as a hobby. It shouldn't. To me, lifting weights particularly is not in sense a hobby, but more like a stress relief, a good outlet for me, which could be classified also as a hobby. But health and fitness as a whole should be just a part of everyone's life. And if this is a hot take, it's a hot take. It should not be classified as a hobby. It should just be how we are living our day-to-day life. And it shouldn't be something that's like, oh, you're into health and fitness. Well, everyone should be into health and fitness then. I don't know. I think that not enough people prioritize their own like health. And I mean, yeah, I don't know. I won't get too into that, I guess, but yeah, I just think it's so important to make sure that you are living and promoting even a healthy lifestyle, because you don't know who's watching you and who's gonna pick up on your habits. And I guess just make sure they're good ones, or do your best to make sure they are. Anyway, so we had a uber short episode today because, again, they are always short when I am going solo. But yeah, I think that's all I have for you. Again, make sure you go follow the socials and come back next week for more. I'll see you later. Bye.